Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Live conference call. This is Susan McLaughlin, and I just want to welcome everybody to the call, especially if there are any new associates out there. We are so excited if you are on the call with us tonight. And Upline, if they're not on the call, get them on the call next week. They don't want to miss these calls. But we always like to give a special welcome to anybody that we enrolled last week. We've got so many associates, but here's a few of them. Alvin Graber, Brian Moore, Lois Hoover, Sherry Wallace, Esther Burkholder, Lester Miller, Nancy Hoover, Anna Mae Graber, April Slick, and Daniel Tennyson. You guys, welcome to Vista Life. You are definitely at the right place at the right time. Also, top sponsor spotlight, the one who has enrolled the most this past week. Congratulations from Hardeeville, Kentucky, Adam and Regina Miller. Way to go, you guys. Well, let's get on with the call. I'm always so excited to have our formulator with us. And tonight, Dr. LeBron Long, he is our formulator, he is a gifted man. He has so much knowledge about the ingredients and how you go about formulating the products. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I've learned from him over the years. And every time I hear him, I learn something new. And it's been many, many years since I've been listening to him. He is a man of integrity. He cares about your health. And let's get on with this call. Without further ado, Dr. LeBron, are you there? Dr. LeBron. Well, we might have a little hiccup here. I don't know what the weather's like down there in Georgia right now. Just be patient with us. And, Jim, you might try to get a hold of him, see if something is going on down there. But until then, until he joins us, I just want to go ahead, and I didn't mention it, but the products of the month, you guys, have you got your kids and your grandkids on the multiberry bears? Number one, they'll love them. They taste so good. My grandkids absolutely love them. And it'll keep them healthy, you know, during this season that we're in. Also, we have our lavender essential oil. I love it. It's just so soothing. And let's see what else this month. Oh, the Tropical Body Bar Delight. If you guys haven't tried these body bars, you will love them. They're in my shower. The one thing you don't want to do, put them right under the water because they seem to, if you, like, put them in your soap dish where water hits it, it'll dissolve kind of fast. But I love them. I love the scrubs. But anyway, let's see if Dr. LeBron is with us.
Susie, can you hear me?
Dr. Karina, I can hear you fine. I could hear you fine. Okay, I must have, you guys are really cutting in and out.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now.
All right, does it sound okay?
Well, you sound like you're in a tunnel, but we can hear you.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if we can work on this.
We apologize, guys. Sometimes, you know, life just happens, and we have phone issues.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Hey, let's just go ahead and get started. I think it should be pretty clear now.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's good to be on the call with you. It's our Tuesday night product, and I am so excited.
Okay, Dr. LeBron, you are really cutting out. I cannot hear you at all. Okay, guys, be patient with us. I'm sure they're trying everything they can to get on this call. Well, and until they get back with us, any other products? I mean, we have so many products, you guys. We have over 200 products, and I know it's impossible to try them all, but I guarantee you any product that you do try, you will not be disappointed. even, you know, the collagen. I don't know if any of you have even tried the collagen. I mix mine with my Relieve drink. I can't even taste it. I could go on and on. Let's see if Dr. LeBron or Dr. Karina are out there yet. Okay, guys. I bet they are having bad weather. I know it's been crazy down toward Tennessee. And again, I apologize for this inconvenience. We'll wait a few more minutes here. Let's just wait around and see. Yes?
They have. I've lost them completely. I'm sure everybody else has too. I don't know what to say or do. They're just not on there at all.
Well, I don't know what the weather is like right down there right now.
Well, I don't either. And I'm sure that they're probably having some difficulties of some kind. But.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, Jim, do you have anything that you might want to share? Or, you know, I was just trying to go over through some of the products. I mean, Dr. LeBron is so much better at this than I am, but I know that they're not that expensive, and I know that they work.
That's a pretty good start, Susie, right there. As far as quality products, you can't go anywhere in the United States and find anything any better. I mean, it's just we got the best product line in the market. And the nice part of it is they do take the products along with all of us distributors that's been around here for a long time. So the quality's there, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand about difference in product and difference in companies. A lot of companies that you deal with, which I have actually been with some, the leadership at the top of the company didn't even take the product.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about.
In this case, they do. The kids take it. The whole blame family takes it, along with all of us guys that's been here ever since the company started. So, you know, that speaks something for quality right there.
Exactly.
And so one of the gentlemen that works with me a lot, he was in a drugstore this afternoon and putting in some Purple Tiger stuff, and the guy didn't have any vitamins of any kind on his shelves. They were out and couldn't get anything. And he said, well, why don't you try ours? Oh, have y'all got that kind of stuff? I mean, we've been dealing with this pharmacy now for about 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
That kind of tells you the mentality, though, of people like that has got stores and stuff that has just got Purple Tiger in it. They're not focused on anything but one thing, and they need to be looking at the whole picture.
I know, and Jim, you hit on something there, because I don't know how many people that think this life is just Purple Tiger. I mean, I hear it all the time, and one thing I love about the company, they don't do the advertising. It's up to us.
That's right.
And, you know, if we don't get the word out, the word's not going to get out. And you can see certain areas, I mean, and I'm talking to the choir here. I mean, I'm one of them, where they think we just carry Purple Tiger. I had a gentleman just today wanting to know what he could do for water retention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was on Facebook. And I said, well, if you're interested in something natural, let me know. And sure enough, he texted me. And urinary maintenance and tealing.
Yes.
You know, that's just two of our products over 200 products.
We set up at
the stuff that we have for pain. Go ahead.
We set up at a county fair this last weekend, and we just displayed a whole bunch of product that we had of various kinds. You know, I set them in groups like digestion and colon and Purple Tiger and immune and heart, you know, the cardio stuff. Just set them up in different groups like that, and people that come through that even knew anything about what we had didn't have a clue we had that kind of stuff. And I thought, we've got all kinds of stuff like thyroid and sugar and prostate and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
I talk about prostate a lot. Simple fact is that about 99% of the men don't know anything about it and don't take nothing for it.
Exactly.
Susie, can you hear me now?
There you go.
Hey, Dr. LeBron, I can hear you perfectly.
All right, great. It's good to be back on the call. I'll give you all a few minutes to finish up what you were talking about, but it's good to be back on the call with you guys. I apologize for that. We had a hard time getting on. But one of the topics, and I want to get into this because I'm only going to have about 15 or 20 minutes here to discuss it. But one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight. There's been a lot of questions about what do I need to be doing right now with the state of everything to build my immune system, keep my immune system strong. And I want to address that tonight. And some of the basic things that you should already know and probably have heard it 100 times, but making sure that you wash your hands, keep your hands clean, countertop sanitized, things that you use a lot of, like doorknobs and things that are repetitively used throughout the house, are really great to keep those areas clean, because even our typical cold and flu season, which is about to come up, it's really great to have sanitation done anyway. Also, if you have central heating and air in your home, to make sure you're changing the filters out regularly. And also, air movement is a big thing within a house, because a house has a tendency to be closed up a lot. So when you're not in a lot of allergy season, you can open up the windows of your home and let it air out, or you can turn the fan on your central heating and air, or simply use a fan to exchange the air in the room as much as you possibly can. Now, the great thing about a central heating and air is you have what's called a return air. So you're pulling the air out, and what you're trying to do is get the heat out, condition it, and then put it back into the room. So, again, you can do a lot of things as far as keeping the filters clean and making sure you have that air recirculated in a room. So all of those things are really, really important just to keep the air clean in the room, because really a house is not necessarily a clean air environment. It really never has been. Simply because there's a lot of toxic things we keep in our house, and air often is recirculating in our house. And so oftentimes it can be a place to where we just have to kind of keep on top of things to make sure that they're staying clean. A lot of now I've noticed people have went from carpet to more hardwood floors, or they're using luxury vinyl or something of that nature, where they're using different materials, a tile instead of carpet. They may have an aerial rug, but they're just a way where you don't get as much dust mites, things of that nature that can embed into carpet like it can on a clean surface. So there's a lot of benefit to that. So it's easier to keep those areas clean. But just keep that in mind when you're around, making sure you're washing your hands in warm water. 20-30 seconds is very, very important. If you can do that up to a minute, it's even better. But 20 or 30 seconds is very important, making sure you're washing between your fingers and also underneath your fingernails, which is really an issue for stuff embedding into your fingernails, depending on how long you keep them. You want to kind of watch that as well after you wash your hands, that you clean out from under them. And, of course, you can hold a lot of germs, bacteria in those areas. Other area things that people don't think about, and that is brushing your teeth and using mouthwash to make sure your mouth and your teeth are clean. And the reason why I say that is anything airborne, an airborne virus or bacteria, or that anything airborne like a virus will attach to bacteria. So you want to make sure that you're keeping the bacteria off of your teeth, off of your tongue, out of your mouth as much as possible, because, again, it doesn't allow viruses to attach to that as available, because anytime a virus recreates itself, it does that through bacteria oftentimes. So it'll attach to the bacteria, and that's how it can replicate, which you do not want it to do. So just make sure that you're doing those things. It does not in any way, and I want to make this very clear because people get this really distorted. Mouthwash does not kill a virus. It's not going to. It's simply used to kill bacteria, which in fact will keep a virus from attaching to that bacteria. That's what you're doing. You're killing bacteria, which is extremely important on your teeth, making sure you're flossing. And you wouldn't think that it's that important, but, you know, most people are spending all their time covering their mouth and nose, but they're not taking care of some of these other things that would keep down a lot of problems as well. So just make sure you're doing that. I think that's very important. Also, making sure you're properly hydrated is very important for the immune system. Drinking plenty of water is always extremely important. There's nothing better than hydrating the body, especially this time of the year. where there are some allergies, you know, there's some different things starting to kind of bloom. You're going to start getting into the fall season where you're going to have some ragweed and stuff of that nature. People are going to be sneezing a little bit, coughing a little bit, and sore. With the conditions that we currently have, you know, it just frightens them to death that they've got something just simply because they have a cough or they have some drainage. So, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking care of those things. That's one thing that we have talked about from day one is the immune system. The immune system, we don't advocate, nor do we would ever make such a statement that we could cure a virus of any kind. That's not what you're after. Your body is capable of healing itself, but you do have to give the body the things that it needs in order for it to do so. So we have always encouraged people to take care of their health, give their body nutrition, and then let the body do what the body does, and that is take care of itself, which it will if it's given the proper tools. So keep that in mind. It's very hard for a carpenter to do much without a hammer. It's very hard for a mechanic without any type of tools to work on a car, whether it be an adjustable wrench or whether it be a socket set or any of those things. It would be very difficult to do their job if they didn't have the proper tools. Well, your body is no different than that. It's hard for your body to do the proper things if it doesn't have the right tools. So that's what we do. And I always tell people, don't get confused. You're not a medical doctor. We're not the medical field. We don't want to be the medical field. They do their job just fine, and you let them do what they do. But what we do is give the body proper nutrition. We talk about nutrition, keeping the body healthy. Those are the important things to us and what we do. And so I want to make that very clear. We're not into curing disease and trying to treat disease or any of those things. We're into giving the body what it needs. So keep that in mind as we talk about any of these things moving forward with it, because one of the things that you're really going to want to do is you're going to want to use vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, and NAC, which is all found in Immune 5. And we have locally here, Immune 5 has been flying off the shelf, and of course it, and you guys that understand it and know about it, it has as well. Sales have went up drastically, and the reason being is because Immune 5 is just a phenomenal combination. It's not really any secret what all the things will do, but it's all of the nutrition that we need to be taking right now into one supplement, which makes it a little easier to take, a little more comprehensive if you don't really know how to take your dosage. You can take one in the morning, one in the afternoon. You can double up. I would not advise you to double up for just long periods of time, but two in the morning, two in the afternoon, it's fine to double up for short periods of time, especially if you've been exposed to something. But for the most part, it's one in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's the suggested use of it. And vitamin C, we know there's a lot of research. And you don't, you know, tonight I couldn't go through all of it, but Linus Pauling, you can look him up. And he goes through all of, and he was way before his time because everybody thought he was a quack and off the deep end. And all of that kind of stuff back in the years that he did the studies on vitamin C and told about all the wonderful things that vitamin C would do. However, now, in our day and time, we use vitamin C and all the research we take off of what Linus Pauling did. So he was way before his time because people did not know what to do with the information he had. But now that we learn more and more about it, we find out that vitamin C is very matter of fact, we have proven in which the common cold is a virus, that it will shorten the life of a common cold. So that's some information about vitamin C. So we know vitamin C has had a very positive impact when we're confronted with viruses. Again, it doesn't cure it, but again, it keeps the body strong to be able to ward off some of these things that we might be that may be coming against us. Then you also have zinc. There's been a lot of study recently done on zinc, but zinc has been well known also. You'll see it in like the peppermints and the lozenges and stuff that you use in your throat, chewables. You'll see a lot of zinc in those type of products because it has also showed not to let a virus replicate is what most people use zinc for. Zinc also has been used for wound cares, but there's a lot of benefit to zinc in correlation to the immune system. So zinc is very, very important. There's been some study, and you can look this up too on your own, do your own research, but Spain has done some research of recent about zinc and how zinc is beneficial.
Most people are on a protocol of zinc. If they have any type of virus, most doctors will put them on some type of zinc protocol, which would be, you know, taking zinc with C and D. So extremely important. D is important because D is basically the building block of the immune system. So there's so many things that D works, vitamin D works so importantly with. We always know it because they've done a lot of research with depression and anxiety and the benefit of it if you're having those issues. But vitamin D is a tremendously great vitamin overall because most people are lacking it. They need it. And when they take it, they get great results with it. Their immune system will improve. It does help people with certain types of depression and things of that nature as well. And in studies, it has shown to be beneficial with that. And we should be getting vitamin D from sunlight, but we don't spend as much time outside as we used to. And also, if you don't live below the Mason-Dixon line, you're not going to get as much sun because you live up north and there's not as much sun there, or the temperature is not where people are outside as much. And so their vitamin D levels drop when you go further north than they are in the south. And so there's things of that nature that there's certain ethnic groups that don't assimilate vitamin D as well, so they need to take a little more vitamin D and than other groups. And so that's just the physical part of the body. So, you know, you want to find out if you fit into any of those categories to make sure that you're getting adequate levels of vitamin D. It's extremely important. A matter of fact, early on in our pandemic that we've had, Tyler Perry, which is a very popular movie writer and is known for doing the Rose Like Medea, came out and talked very, very heavily about vitamin D. You can go back and actually see that probably on YouTube. But he talked a lot about the importance of vitamin D and that people need to be taking. And he was just telling it not as trying to be an expert, just what he had discovered for himself and his own health, and he was just sharing it just simply to help people. And so that's a, you know, it's phenomenal for everybody to be on vitamin D because the Americans have a very, very low level of it. Then you also have quercetin. Quercetin is getting even more popularity because it's a bioflavonoid, and quercetin has been shown to protect major organs like the kidneys, the liver, the lungs. Major organs to basically protect them, period. It's this is what quercetin is. That's what bioflavonoids do. Usually bioflavonoids are high in what's referred to as proanthocyanins, which are basically an antioxidant type ingredient that helps from free radicals, from any damaging or long-term damage that could occur. It helps the body be able to protect against that. So you're going to hear more and more about quercetin. A lot of doctors have talked about it. A lot of experts have asked people. A lot of special interest groups have already started talking about Americans taking quercetin just as protective measures. And again, just keeping ourselves healthy, which is extremely important. And then also you have NAC, which is often referred to NAC because of NAC. It's easier to say than acetylcysteine. But basically what NAC has been shown to do is clean up the lungs. It's often used when if you get exposed to pool chemicals or some sort of chemical where you work or something of that nature, they'll use NAC to help clean up the lung and the bronchial tubes. And so that's where NAC is starting to get popularity too, and it's starting to be talked about as well. But you have all of those ingredients in one product for you to be able to take, for your family to take, and receive the benefit of that. So make sure that you're using that in this time. I think it's extremely important. I don't want to leave out VistaVibe either. VistaVibe has adaptogens, and adaptogens, if you go back and study adaptogens improve or increase T-cell function in the body, and T-cells are extremely important as your killer cells. I wouldn't go a day without it, and just like today, you know, I'll do two or three capfuls in the middle of the day. And I've taken, I think right now I take three Immune 5. And what's weird about Immune 5 and VistaVibe, we've seen it, is, and this is what we do. We take it and then we stop taking it because, well, it's not that big a deal right now. And then you start taking it again. I have never stopped taking it from the time we put it together until today. I've taken both Immune 5 and VistaVive. Of course, I'll take VistaVive even beforehand, but I think it's very important for our overall immune system. And you take somebody like me, I'm getting older, just like the rest of you on the phone. And as we get older, you know, our body has more challenges that it has to face. So I want to give my body everything that I can give it to give it the best chance of opportunity. Remember this. This is what I told. I got two daughters. They're both teenagers. And I told Dr. Karina, my wife, I said, you know, we one thing we have to do for our daughters is we got to give them every opportunity that we possibly can to succeed. Now, what they do with it is up to them. That's the same way you do with your human body. The human body, you give it all the opportunity it possibly can to succeed. That's what you do, to be healthy, to function correctly. That's what our job is. We should learn every day how to do that and be as healthy as we possibly can. And then, of course, we have to face whatever comes after that. But you've got to give your body every opportunity that it has to be healthy, to do what it was designed to do, to function normally. And that's what we talk about on these calls. So I hope this has helped you. I hope it's added value to what's going on right now, to be a blessing to you and your family. We love you guys. We certainly are happy to have you a part of the Vista Life call. I apologize for the little delay, and I appreciate Susie and Jim taking care of things while we were getting on. But with that all being said, I'm just going to wish you guys a good night. God bless y'all. Thank you for being on the call. And we will, Dr. Karina will be talking to you on next Tuesday. Join in with her to get great information about what's going on with Vista Life. So you guys take care of yourself. Do the things that's going to keep your body healthy. God bless y'all, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful night. Bye-bye.